Every time you extend into that cow pose, see if you can make the collarbones smile.
Expand and find space. I think Svetlana made class. And then on the exhale, curl your spine and pull the pit of the belly in. And then keep moving, rounding the spine and curling the spine. There's a spot in the first row as well if you want to go there. I won't take it to her. All right, we're getting there. So one more cat calf. And then press back to downward facing dog. And just in case you're not used to me talking with a microphone, it's just an audio recording that I put on a podcast station that we have. So in case you can't make it to Spira, you can do your yoga at home. And just walk your feet out, bend one knee, bend the other knee. Keep looking for space. Right, see if you can tilt the tailbone a little higher. And then space in some other sense of like, could you spread the fingers more, lengthen the spine. And then how about the space of the breath? Can you get a deeper inhale and a deeper exhale? And then inhale the right leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Circle your ankles around. One direction start and then go back to the other direction. And then take a couple of hip circles, but not little ones. So you take the knee to the rib cage and then way out and around. And then change the direction of the movement because it's a completely different muscle group that will create that movement. And inhale, extend the leg, reach through your toes. Step the foot through, runner's lunge. Release the back knee down and reach your arms up. Let's move that front foot a little more to the right so you get a nice space for your torso. Take one more breath and then release the arms, interlace the fingers behind your low back. Straighten your elbows, so on the inhale, the chest opens, and then keep your interlace as you bow forward on the exhale, grip with the front foot. Inhale, bring it back up, keep the interlace, so you're opening the chest on inhalation, and then bow forward as you exhale. Do a couple more times. Try to find the stability in the legs, but the movement and the ease in the torso. And then the next time you come up, sweep your arms up and expand. And then exhale into plank pose. And the plank has length, but it also has that compression. The core and the legs are working to hold it in place. Inhale, shift forward to tippy toes. Keep the legs strong. Exhale, press back. Inhale, shift forward. And exhale, press back. Inhale, shift forward and then slowly lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down to the floor. Inhale to low cobra. And when you exhale, look over to the right. Inhale to center. Exhale to the left. One more set. Inhale to center. Look over to the right. Inhale to center, look over to the left. Inhale to center, and then exhale, release down. Tuck your toes under, inhale to plank pose, and exhale to downward facing dog. So if you're new to my teaching or to Spira, know you can always pause, you can always drink water. So it's mindful challenge, right? And sometimes what we think is horribly difficult is just something that we're not used to or we're not quite understanding. Mm-hmm. Took my doggies over to my godchildren today, and the older one came out in a cat costume that had ears on it, and Pawnee went wild thinking that there was something really horribly wrong with this picture to a point where I had to separate him with a baby gate. And there was just like things I not quite understand, right? But it's, you just stay with the challenge and try to figure it out, and eventually it turns out that it's your buddy in a cat costume, so it's all okay. So inhale the left leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, and just discover your toes, discover the ankle. My feet and my legs feel different every day, just depending what I put them through that day, right? And then do that nice questioning on the hips. You take it around in a couple of circles, but then turn the circle around. And then inhale the left leg up and step it through runner's lunge. Release the back knee down, sweep your arms and just like embody spaciousness, openness. You can bend the elbows, it kind of helps me with opening the chest. And then inhale, reach the arms up, release the arms down to create the inner lace behind the low back, maybe unhabitually, so the funky way. Inhale to draw the chest open and bow forward as you exhale. Just do a couple more, moving the torso in a continuous way, but see if you can anchor down the legs. Okay. So today's class is going to flow a little bit, mostly because it's that time of the year when we kind of get stuck. The mornings are really dark, the evenings are getting shorter. So I don't know about you, but I need a pep talk to get out of bed. And so it helps to move. Next time you come up, inhale and reach up and take in that shiny open heart pose. And then exhale to plank pose. Squeeze the legs. Inhale, shift forward. Exhale, shift back. Inhale, shift forward. Exhale, shift back. Inhale, shift forward, and then lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet down. Inhale, low cobra. Look to the left first when you exhale. Inhale, back to center. Look to the right to exhale. One more set. Inhale to center. Look to left. Inhale to center. Look to right. Inhale to center. Release all the way back down. Tuck the toes under with strong legs. Inhale to plank pose. And then exhale to downward facing dog. So you might get a little bit lost. Maybe the sequence that I'm teaching is unusual and maybe even a little bit of scary. But if you take it at your own rhythm, you find out that it's just the same old stuff, it's just wearing a costume. No need to panic. And if you're a little lost, that's okay too, right? Slowly walk your feet forward. Maybe hang your head more. Can you squat into the pose more so you can release the neck muscles completely? And bob the head around just to feel that total heaviness in the head, the releasing of the neck muscles. And then walk your feet to touch. Strong legs. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift to flat spine. Walk back to plank pose. Shift forward and then chaturanga, or you lower all the way down. Cobra or upward dog. Downward facing dog. So chaturanga is just a fancy name for a low push-up where your elbows are bent 90 degrees. And if that's really hard on your upper body, that's okay, that's normal. Just put your knees down, but still try to come to that low push-up, right? So shift forward to plank, and then decide if you want to put your knees down, but bend the elbows halfway down, chaturanga. Then you flip your feet over, upward dog, the knees come off the floor, and downward facing dog. Big breath in, and big breath out. Big breath in, and big breath out. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Be spacious. Bow forward, exhale. Inhale, halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale, lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top, halfway lift, inhale, forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, and hands to heart. Chair pose. So every time you inhale, maybe you bend your elbows a little bit and expand the chest more. And when you exhale, sit a tad bit lower and tuck the tailbone, draw the core in. So you kind of, it's a tiny little movements, but on an inhale, you allow openness, spaciousness to come in. And on an exhale, you ground and come to your center. Inhale, stay in chair, exhale. Inhale, Naba, forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Inhale, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, the right leg up, right knee, right elbow. Inhale, the right leg up, right knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up. Step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. So holding warrior one, but going through that same energetic motion. On an inhale, allow the chest to open. On the exhale, come into stronger legs and stronger core. So inhale, opening. Exhale, tuck the tailbone, squeeze the legs. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Take one more deep inhale. Exhale, chaturanga. And it's the same coming to the center with that chaturanga, you hugging it in. And on upward dog, you allow the chest to open. Downward dog, you bring it into the core strength. Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose. Exhale. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, right elbow. Inhale the leg up. And step it through, warrior one. Play with your warrior one. That's not what it looks like. It's the sensations within. Can you feel a sense of opening and lengthening? Can you feel a sense of coming together and strengthening? One more breath in. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Deep inhale and then let it go. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Inhale in chair. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Right leg up. Step it through, warrior one. So it's an opening and lengthening all the way up. And then warrior two, ground it down. Reverse the warrior, inhale. Exhale, chaturanga. Hug it into strength. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, left leg up. Step it through, warrior one, inhale, rise up, and warrior two, inhale, reverse the warrior, exhale, chaturanga, upward dog, inhale, downward dog, exhale, ha. Just notice your mind. Notice if you're not quite present. It was quite long ago, but there was this great little cartoon at the New Yorker, I think. It was a triptych, so it was three. It was one cartoon, but three separate images. And in the first image, there's this dude at his work, and there's this balloon out of his head, and the balloon picture is showing him making love to this chick. And then the next picture is the same dude at the golf course. Thinking about sleeping. And then the third picture was him making love, thinking about work. Right, and that's kind of like the human condition, like no matter where we go, our mind is at the previous or the future thought of where we wish we could be or solving that puzzle. So let's see if we can stay present and just stay focused on this yoga mat somehow. And every time your mind wanders away to, I don't know, some extracurricular activities that might be different or fun or back to work, just catch it and see if you can bring it back to, oh, you're on your yoga mat right now. Okay. So step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. And then stay in chair. Let's just move some energy out of the way. On the exhale, sweep the arms back. Inhale, stay in chair, reach up. Stay in chair, bend the elbows, and go, ha. And then do that set two more times. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. And ha. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Ha. Inhale, reach up and up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale the right leg up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up, that's your left leg, knee to right elbow. Inhale the leg up, knee to left elbow, and then go to twisted side plank, left arm comes up. I just caught someone at the golf course, breathing. And let's take the left hand back down, three-legged dog, right leg to the sky, big breath in, and step it through, crescent lunge. Rise on up, reach up, feel the legs. And we'll do that same upper body movement as in chair. So stay in crescent lunge, take a breath, chest forward, arms back, exhale. Inhale, reach up, and now bend the elbows and the back knee. Ha. Inhale, exhale, sweep. Inhale, ha. Inhale, exhale, sweep. Inhale,
one more lion,
ha. And now inhale and hold that crescent lunge till you start understanding that, yep, you're in crescent lunge and it's pretty darn solid. And then we're gonna try to shift all the way to the right foot. Balancing on the right foot, the left knee comes up to the height of your hips and you reach the arms back. So you're standing on one leg, left knee up, arms reach back. And then from here, slowly step back to crescent lunge. And see if you can keep this movement going. Going to the front, lifting one leg and moving to the back. And keep going. And if it's wobbly from side to side, just see if you can study wobbliness. And then once you understand wobbliness, a wonderful thing will happen. You will no longer be wobbly. So just slow it down, see if you can find the source. And then next time you come forward, pause there for a second. And you're gonna take the left hand onto the left knee, reach the right arm up. And see if you can open it out to the side. Can you take the gaze over towards the right hand? And you're still breathing. And then come back to center. Do your best to leave the leg up, but it's not necessary. Reach the arms up. Extend the leg forward. Try not to lean back. So this is all in your core, not in your back. Take one more breath. And then sweep the leg back to airplane. You can bend the standing knee a little bit just so that you get a better control over what position your hips are. So maybe for some of you, that left hip could go a little more down. And your breath is steady. You're still in feeling the foot and the sensations of the foot. And then take the hands down, standing splits. And then vivaciously reach through the left toes. You're just reaching through the left toes like crazy, crazy hard. And then switch legs. So you can go through a handstand, you can go through a skip, or you put one foot down and then lift the other one up. So now you're standing on your left leg, your right leg is up in the sky, your breath is steady, and softly land in runner's lunge. Take your time, make sure the front knee, which is now your left knee, is in 90 degrees. Inhale, draw the chest forward. And then straighten them by as you exhale. And move between these two points, shifting forward and then straighten them by as you exhale. Right? Notice that with every movement, the body gives a little bit. Right? One runner's lunge is never the same as the next runner's lunge coming up. If you're truly paying attention to the sensations of the body, there's a beautiful dance. It's quite pliable. And the next time you straighten the front knee, squeeze both legs. If you have zero balance, skip the back foot just a little closer, but not so close that you can put the back heel down. And then squeeze the front leg, squeeze the back leg. So you're evenly squeezing the legs. Take your arms back. So the back heel is hovering. You're bowing forward. Breathing. If you have zero sense of balance or you just cannot let go, whatever your mind is occupied with, just smile. Try to try to look at it as this beautiful human condition as opposed to something to beat up. Bend the front knee, reach the arms up, crescent lunge. And then go back to that previous place. Straighten the knee, sweep the arms back. No, not that previous place, but that's a good cue for me as a teacher that somebody at home might be wondering, what the heck is that previous place? So both knees are straight, you're bowing forward, and then back to crescent lunge. All you're doing is straightening the front knee and bowing forward and sweeping the arms back, and then coming back to crescent lunge. It's a really wobbly proposition. You gotta root down on that front foot. And then next time you come up to crescent lunge, maybe you had enough of me and you want to put the back knee down. I think that's a wise decision at times. And then hands to heart, take a lengthening inhale, right elbow, left knee. Right? But have kindness and sense of humor. It's kind of why I love that cartoon. It's like everyone can relate to that condition, right? It's just the human condition. It's not bad. At times annoying, but at times actually quite wonderful. Who doesn't like to daydream once in a while? Open up the arms. Breathe. You just don't want to daydream while you're driving your car. Huh? Stuff like that. Take one more breath in. Exhale, both hands down, pivot the back, heel down, lift with your legs, warrior two, lift with your legs, not with your back, lift with your legs, not with your back. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and then come to side angle. And let's move between these two points, between reversal of the warrior and side angle. Try to be as fluid as possible with your breath. But follow your own rhythm. And study how the movement is generated via the strength of the legs and the engagement of the core. The movement is not done by slamming and momentum-wise driving the upper body with the arms, right? It's coming from the root up, stabilizing through the spine. So next time you reverse your warrior, just pause for a second and contemplate, how short do you need to make this place to hover ridiculously slowly into a half moon? So you're going to shift forward and lift the back leg up till you come to half moon and you pivot, pivot, pivot. And I think it's completely fine to walk to the top of the mat and pivot from there. But can you notice when you're kind of in a hurry to get somewhere, right? Can have a block underneath that low hand, and it's okay to take a rest. This is not an easy sequence. It's not easy to remember, and it's less easy to do, so you have the harder job. Standing splits. Oh, right leg is up. You're breathing steady. You're loving every minute of it. See if you can relax your face here a little bit. Switch legs. Notice if you have expectations on the methodology of shifting the leg. Why? Why? Runner's lunge. Okay, and now we're just going to have fun. And it's just so much fun I can't contain. Right? Root the left hand down. You're going to reach the right arm forward. Pivot to the outer edge of the back foot. You're going to come to that IT bend stretch where you're reaching to the back of the room. And then inhale, lift up and out. And exhale, back. And move that a couple of times. If you're listening on a podcast and totally confused on a YouTube channel, you can't see what the heck I mean. Just move through it a couple more times. And then come forward, pivot forward to runner's lunge. And just pause for a second. And from runner's lunge, we're just going to complicate life just a little more. Why not? Pivot a quarter turn to Skandasana over towards the left leg and squeeze your right thigh crazy hard. Okay? Try to keep your hip at the same height as your knee. And then ask yourself the question, what's supporting your low back at this point? And can you actually think about what is going on in your body? Not what the pose should look like, but what is going on in your body? Can you feel that the abdominal muscles are supporting? Can you feel that the back muscle, that nice long chunk of muscle parallel to your spine, is engaged all the way through the back? So it's not just in the low back, but the whole back is supporting. And the legs are strong. And if you have no problem with your lumbar spine, take your arms out to letter T. If that makes you really go like that, don't do it. Don't do it. That's your body's way of telling you to back off, please. Take one more breath. And then release the hands down. And pivot to the back of the room. Release the right knee down. Inhale, reach the arms up. Actually, I didn't want that right knee down. I just took the fun out of my transition. We can make it go. Bring back the fun. Set the hands back down, tuck the back toes under, lift the back knee up. Because I know you didn't want to miss this fun. Come to your fingertips and lift the right foot up an inch. That's your left foot. Most of you guys, oh no, that is your right foot. Oh, I meant the left foot. Lift the left foot up. If one person is doing it, that's the student's mistake. If everyone is doing it, that's the teacher. I have to admit defeat on that one. Breathe. Are you trying or have you given up? Try. Yoga is like the anti-Yoda. Do try, my son. No need to do, but do try. All right, set the hand down. Lift the leg up, plank pose. And then release all the way down. Reach your arms back and then come on up to locust. Breathing. And then exhale back down. Find that softness. And then come back to locust. And find the fire of the pose. See if you can turn it up as much as you can, and then just a little bit turn it up more. Squeeze the knees together if your low back allows that luxury, and bend your knees to 90 degrees. And then without bending the knees anymore, can you reach the torso higher up so you're making the collarbone smile? You're just letting the breath be steady. Reach a little higher. And then softly release back down. Ha. Set your hands, press back to child's pose. Breathe into your low back. Nice, steady breath. One more breath in. And then a breath out. And come on to downward facing dog. Downward facing dog. And I'm going to challenge myself with trying to cue this without doing it. Because if I can't get it across, clearly it's not something that I can do for the podcast. So you guys gonna see just how good I can do. Lift the... Which way should I go? Oh, we went from that way. Let's lift the right leg up. And then shift forward to plank pose. Keep the right leg up as you release the left knee down. Okay? So you're going to lift the left knee down as you squeeze the right knee to your chest at the same time. So it's a poking of the butt up, lift the knee, squeeze the right knee to chest as you lift the left knee up. And now go back to the previous place, put the left knee down, extend the right leg back. 10 more of these. Oh yeah, I think I did it. And extend. And squeeze. And extend. squeeze and extend. It's kind of fun. It's kind of aerobic. It's way more fun than doing sit-ups, but you're still doing that. Are you counting? How about three more? Three. Two. One. And then a three-legged dog with the right leg to the sky. Reach, reach, reach. Yeah. Take one more breath in and then step through to warrior two. Let the warrior two settle down. Maybe the breath settle a little more. And then reverse your warrior and reach. Stay reaching as you straighten the legs. And then squeeze your thighs as you pivot, pivot, pivot right into Trikonasana. So use the legs. Use your core. And now think about the side waist on the upper side of your waist. Okay? You're going to squeeze your thighs and bring the torso 2 inches higher by crunching into the side waist. And then going back down. So it's like a little bit of side curl ups, finding how to do safe movement for the back using the legs and the core. So you're just slowly pulsing up and back from triangle. And then inhale, come up, pivot the toes towards me, hands on your hips, take a juicy breath in, and then bow forward. Stay bowed forward, or release your hands down, come to a tripod, or maybe even a forearm balance. That's a little more tricky. Make sure you take responsibility for your actions. So if you're going up, you got a healthy neck, you got a relative stability, and an exit strategy. Breathe. And just check in with your mind. Are you still here? Yoga mat, hot room, Dora's long sequence. If you're upside down, straddle the legs. Feel your feet on a ground. Like, what are the sensations? What muscles do you use in your feet? And then pivot to the front of the room. Come into lizard pose. So the two hands are going to be on the inside of the left foot. Skip the back foot a little bit closer in and send your hips higher than you think you should. And now squeeze the right thigh and let your head sag. So the neck is relaxed, but the legs and the hips and the glutes are super squeezing. And you're breathing steady. Can you feel equal amount of weight on two legs? That's tricky because they're differently positioned. But see how you would have to pivot maybe the hips to bring equal amount of strength into them. And then this is truly just for kicks and giggles. See if you can keep your hips high like that. You're in that low crescent lunge thingy-majiggy. Reach the left arm underneath the left leg. And can you bind your hands? Can you hold your own hands behind your low back? Completely superfluous for an average human being. Completely superfluous for an excellent, above average, super athlete even. It's just superfluous, period. Right? But it's worth a try. Why not? And then release the hands if you have them up. Put the right knee down. Straighten the front knee to your ability. Stretch out your hamstring. Steady breath. And then shift forward, standing split. Oh yes, I did say that. You have one more in you, I know you do. You may not know that you do, but I do. My track and field coach used to say that. Oh, it's like, you don't know what you got in you until it's truly life or death. Because we were whining, like, we can't do one more. So, yes, you can. Just get started. One more breath. And then release the foot down. Come on up to standing. Reach your arms up and get as tall as you can. And left arm reaches down. Catch the left foot for Natarajasana dancer. Stretch out the front of the body, the quadricep. Right? So just keep minding your thoughts. Notice if, you know, you have kind of a self-defeating dialogue here. Breathe. Just change the dialogue. Take one more breath. And slowly release the foot down. Anchor down onto feet. And then bring hands to heart. Just find a bit of softness here. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, opening the chest. Downward dog, engaging the core. Big breath in. And big breath out. Inhale, left leg up. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up, left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up, left knee, right elbow. Twisted side plank, right arm comes up, open it out. Maybe you do a little chest opening here, moving around in a circle with that upper arm. Then come into a big, big inhale. Take the left leg back to a three-legged dog. Big breath in, where you know that you're directing the breath all the way through the toes that are lifted. And then step the foot through, come to crescent lunge. Some crescent lunge that you can support. Take a breath in here, stay in crescent lunge, legs, torso forward, arms back as you exhale. Inhale, reach the arms up, bend the elbows, back, bend the back knee. Ha. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Ha. Inhale, reach. Exhale, sweep. Inhale, reach. Ha. Inhale, reach. Now hold it here. Breathe. You're going to shift all the way to the left foot. You lift the right knee to the chest, sweeping the arms back. Pause till you understand where stability comes from. And then go back to crescent lunge. And see if you can move super smooth. And if you can't, then that's okay. See if you can accept it, but not, that's, still try, right? You just keep trying. And the next time you come up to stand with the right knee to the chest, pause for a little bit. Right hand on the right knee, left arm reaches up to the sky. Inhale and then you open to exhale. Maybe you switch the gaze over towards the left hand. Steady breath. And then bring it back to center. It's all right if the right foot taps down for a second. Reach both arms up. Can you find a completely upright spine? Completely. Even if you have to compromise the leg height. Right? Then extend the leg forward. Still upright spine. On the exhale, go back to airplane. Squeeze your shoulder blades. Maybe you bend the knees a lot or the standing knee a lot so that right hip could go down a little more. Breathing. And then standing splits. Take the hands down. Can you find something relaxing about standing splits? And it's okay if the answer right now is no. But then keep trying. Breathe. Switch legs. Doesn't have to be fancy. Land in runner's lunge. Make sure it's in well-established runner's lunge. Front knee 90 degrees. Inhale, draw the chest forward, straighten and bow as you exhale. Move between these two points. See if you can wrap your mind and your soul around a little bit of that ease that comes from a relatively simple movement and fluidity. Maybe even take your time to be grateful for it for a second. And then next time you straighten the front knee, engage the legs, keep the back heel hovering, and then sweep your arms back. So both legs are straight as they're gonna be considering circumstances. And the leg muscles, the thighs engaged. And come up to crescent lunge, bend the right knee, sweep the arms up. And straighten the front knee, torso bows, arms move back. So it's a tricky move. It's okay. It's not a move that's gonna be perfect, but thank goodness yoga is about practicing, not about being perfect. And the next time you come up to crescent lunge, just pause there a little bit. If at this point you determined that, yeah, it's not just a scary cat in a costume, it's a scary cat, this whole sequence is a scary cat, then just put the back knee down. Give yourself that gift, like you can put the back knee down. Hands to heart, left elbow, right knee. Breathe. And maybe the breath can allow you to soften into that perception of the sensation. Open up the arms, reaching, take one more big breath, and then exhale, both hands down, root the back heel down, lift with your legs, not with your back, warrior two. Reverse the warrior and side angle. Dance your warrior. It's your own expression, so you can make it not so, you can make it a little more mild, come into a little softness. Or you can really turn up the heat, even in a simple motion. Just make sure that whatever you're choosing to do, it's actually a choice. It's not just something that automatically happened. And then come and reverse your warrior. Slowly make your way to half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. So you might need to skip the back foot in, but try not to shove. Can you pivot? Doesn't have to work out, but can you fix the mind on slow movement? Standing splits. So, yep, that left leg is still up, but you're super happy that you got a left leg to lift. Hands on the floor. Switch the legs. Doesn't have to be fancy. But what's stopping you from being fancy? Huh? And then land in runner's lunge. Root the right hand down, reach the left arm forward, And all 10 toes pivot over towards the blind windows for IT band stretch. And then move through that motion, inhaling, lift up and out. Exhale, sweep back. Or maybe you just hold that nice steady stretch. Maybe that really hits the spot, right? You're understanding your choice. You're here. You're not somewhere else. Or if you're somewhere else, you're noticing it, and then you bring yourself back in here. And then pivot forward, runner's lunge. I'm going to give you guys a pause there just because I'm generally sensing a need for a pause. So just take a breath there. Collect the integrity of the breath and the body. Big inhale. Big exhale. One more time. Big inhale. Big exhale. And now let's pivot Skandasana to the right. So that's that side lunging thingamajig with the right knee bent. Okay? So what is holding up your low back? Can you give your low back as much help as you can possibly imagine? Breathing. Steady breath. Your jaw muscles don't help your low back. Your forehead doesn't either. One more breath here. And then pivot to the back of the room, runner's lunge. Now I got where I wanted to go on a first try. So frame your right foot with the two hands. Curl your spine like cat. So you're lifting out of your shoulder and you're squeezing the left thigh like no one's business. And then try to lift the right foot up. I mean the right one this time, the real right one. It's very normal to not be able to lift it up. It's very abnormal and a very blessed space of physical fitness to be able to lift it up. So it's okay, just keep trying. And then step to plank pose. Breathe. And then come to forearm plank, and you can totally take forearm plank on your knees if you need to. But see if you can stay with the adversity. And sometimes we don't recognize all the amazing things we have till we experience the opposite. So this forearm plank is my gift to you. Just find your strength here. Find your legs. Keep tucking the tailbone. Keep lifting out of the shoulders. And like I say all the time, if you feel like that the structure of the pose is getting compromised, you're sagging your shoulders or your low back, then come out of the pose for a second. If you're simply shaking and suffering and thinking that this is total and absolute, you fill the blank, then how about we switch to happier thoughts? Because that's not necessarily. We could just enjoy this pose a little longer. For 5, 4, pick a thought, a happy thought, focus on the breath. 3, 2, and then release all the way down. Sweep your arms back and come up to locust. And just remember how much better this locust feels than if you wouldn't have taken a forearm plank. I mean, this locust is so awesome. It's just exciting to be here. Feeling the shoulders rinse out, the legs be strong. And then softly release back down to the floor. Let the breath be steady and surrender. Oh, notice if you're still holding a little bit. See if you can surrender. So without changing the body posture, can you direct your mind and the depth of your breath to be so that you start feeling more powerful. Doesn't matter what your baseline is, just start, where do you reach to feel your power? It's not muscular. Our power is not muscular at all. Maybe it's your faith. Maybe it's your support system, your loved ones. Maybe it's nature. Can you breathe deeper into that? And notice it has this quality of like a soft, it's a softer power. Still very much powerful, but it's kind of a softer quality. In the next couple of breath cycles, see if you can use that thought, that image in the mind to come back to a locust pose. And maybe you change the locust into a bow, grabbing your feet, but keep the breath steady and keep the mind focused on that sense of strength. And then slowly release back down. And go back to child's pose. And just in case, because I experience days like that when I'm just pooped to the limit where I don't know where to reach for strength. And just know that that's a normal human condition, but it will move through you. It's temporarily. Sometimes we can't find our strength, but that's not because you don't have it. Just right now, it's clouded, but it will return if you let it go through. Big inhale and big exhale. Big inhale. Big exhale. And then slowly come to downward facing dog. And let's see if we can find the opposite side of that awesome little exercise. So you're going to extend the left leg up. Put the right, shift forward to plank. Put the right knee down. So you're on hands and one knee with the left leg extended back. And you're going to tuck the right toes under. And in the same move, straighten the right knee and hug the left knee to the chest. And then go back to the hand and one knee, one leg extended, and then go back and forth to 10 counts. See if you can find the core initiating most of the movement. And the extended leg, when it's extending, it has to extend. It's a definite awareness of extension. And when it's pulling in, it's really pulling in. So let's do three more. One, two, and three. And then go back to three-legged dog with the left leg up. Thank goodness that's done, two. And step through to warrior two. And take the warrior two till you feel that you know, that's kind of a fiery pose. It goes away through. That passes as well if you just let it, give it a little space. And then reverse the warrior, reaching up, straighten the front knee, squeeze through your thighs, and pivot into Trikonasana. Strong legs. Squeeze the legs. And then little sideway lift. So you lift the Trikonasana just 2 inches higher and then release it back. But not because you're curling your spine and you're just kind of sloppy. You're really extending and you're doing little crunches into your waist, right? Really feeling that side waist, the upper, which one is that? The right waist. And then use that muscle to bring you all the way up
Pivot the toes towards the blind window, so just to the side. And then pivot the toes all the way out to come to runner's, what is this? Horse stand. Thank you, people. But let's use the horse stand as a way to bring a little ease into our life. And I know that's a bit of an oxymoron, but straighten the elbows and pivot over to one side. And then inhale back to center and straighten the other set of elbow. Actually, it's just one elbow and two sets, isn't it? Don't mind my English. Just move from side to side, lengthening your waist. And see if you can find the ease here. I know you're in horse stand, but is there still a little bit of ease? And then come to center, take one more breath, forward fold, straighten the knees, just as a transition. And then pivot to the front of the room, take the hands on the inside for the lizard pose. Mm-hmm. So the front of the room is the original front where we started class. Lift your hips a little higher than you think you have to. Squeeze both legs, pull the right hip back, and try to relax your face. Can you relax the back of the neck? And everything after that is, you know, you want to make it harder, bind behind your low back, sweeping the right arm underneath the right leg. You can do that. But don't force the body to do it. There's nothing in and of itself that's going to make you a better person because of your physical ability, right? It's nice to be physically stronger and work on that, but be on that journey of mindful strength. Slowly release the arms. Now put the left knee down. Straighten the front knee. Ardha Hanuman. Straighten the knee only to the point where you can. And if you can't straighten it anymore, well, that's not bad. You're still getting a stretch. You can still breathe into it. And then shift forward to standing splits. Left leg to the sky. Woohoo! Am I the only one excited? Come on, don't let me hang in. Thank you. And then feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. Reach, reach, reach. As you circle, sweep the right hand down to catch the right foot for Natarajasana dancer. Breathe. And then softly release the foot. Stand on both feet. Inhale and expand into that vast space, reach the arms up, and then bring that power from above right to the heart. Chair pose. No, really. And sit a little lower. Sit a little lower. And just sit all the way down as slow as you can. Hold the back of your thighs, roll onto your back, hug your knees in. Reclined pigeon, right ankle over the left thigh. Breathe. Are you still here? What kind of cartoon balloons would be above your head right now? Where are you? Let's see if I can lead you through this stretch. It's a little tricky, and you may not feel it, and then it's not you. It's just sometimes that happens. So keep the orientation of the legs this way. Take the arms out to letter T. And
take the left knee over to the left side, so your right foot is going to be rooted on a floor. So it's basically a spinal twist with the right foot rooting on a floor. And now you're going to take your left hand and push into the inner thigh of the right leg, the one that's up, and see if you can get a little spaciousness there. And if you're feeling something, great, you probably needed that. If you're feeling nothing, then that's great. That means that you don't have any weird tightness in the gluteus area. Right? Breathing. And bring it back to center. Hug both knees to the chest. Let's take reclined pigeon on the other side. It's actually not even the gluteus. It kind of touches the muscle that's a very short muscle on top of your hip on a side. I got a couple of people in nursing school. What is that called? Iliac. Well, that's the iliac crest, but it's like it's that little tensile fasciata. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there you go. We got. I had a visual in my head. It's been a while since I studied the Latin. One more breath here. And for runners, that gets really pissed off. Sometimes for yogis as well, because we do so much crescent lunges. So keep the orientation of the leg and then pivot over towards the right. So now the left foot is rooted and you press the right hand into the left thigh. And you might play with, I have to yank in a very gentle, loving sort of way, my foot a little closer up towards my waist to get the most bang for the buck for stretching that upper hip or right below the hip bone on a side area. And if you're feeling nothing, take your blessing, because that's not a happy place to be tight. And come back to center, hug your knees in, happy baby. And how about we settle into some deep breath with that happy baby. So as you inhale, follow my cue. It's going to be a 4-second inhale. So inhale, 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 inhale. Pull the pit of the belly in and 4-second exhale, 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 exhale. Hold the breath out, slurp up the core, and then a big inhale. Inhale, 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 hold the breath, exhale, 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 hold, pull the belly in, inhale, 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 retain the breath, exhale, 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 hold, draw the belly in, and then hug the knees in, return to regular breathing, and release to Shavasana. I know it's not our routine to go from there to Shavasana. Do it anyway. If you truly register that your body needs something else, not your habitual mind, no, your body, and that's a hard one to know which one is which, then you can do that pose, but see if you can let the body just rest from where it is. Because the reality is our habitual mind is not so different from my doggy dog who got scared of a toddler in a cat costume. Right? So sometimes I have these jerk reactions. Take a big inhale and then a wiggle fingers and toes. And then curl over to the right. Press up to seat, hands to heart. Inhale. Thank you so much for giving me the gift of teaching. Peace be with you. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.